This is the She Blows It podcast, and I'm your host, Carla. And on this show, we magnify overlooked principles designed to distract us from the reality of life and living. Every episode will further expand the concept of putting two and two together to equal four. Stay tuned.
Checkmate. In this case, a heap of us have lost this game of chess with America. But we'll be back in a few to play the next game. Word has it that apparently guns are way more important than a woman's life, and it only took the stroke of five pens and five opinions to make history and remind us that freedom isn't free. In this episode, we, as in human beings, challenge the system through making the reality very clear. The reality that nine individuals, the Supreme Court justices, have a say-so over the lives of approximately 300 million people in America. And what the big nine decides based on how they feel and think, oh, that's law. Believe that. It's interesting to see how the idea of woke and wokeness crosses the political spectrum when it boils down to women's bodies and guns. And I understand how it's easy to grow tired of being woken up to avoid the reality that regulated freedom isn't freedom, therefore freedom ain't free in the land of the free. There's a catch and a sacrifice to be made, even if it spites the nose on the face of the main objective. But hey, after nearly 50 years of protecting a woman's right to terminate a pregnancy, the law that allowed it, Roe v. Wade, was recently overturned, making abortion illegal in certain states. So, like, overturning Roe v. Wade will stop abortion? Absolutely not. It won't. Women will still get abortions illegally or in the back alley. Five justices voted to overturn Roe v. Wade, and four justices were against the decision to ban abortions. This isn't surprising, and you want to know why? Because history repeats itself. Those five justices just set us back 50 years. The more we think that we are making progress, the more we take 20, 30, 40, I don't know, even 50 steps back into history, raising the question of, what are we, in the 50s? That used to be rhetoric, but now the answer is yeah. That is an affirmative yes, especially with the direction America is headed in. But who am I? I just live here and pay my taxes, that's it. Now, if illegal abortions and back alley abortions aren't an option for some women, think about how many children will land in American foster care systems. And while we've arrived at the topic of back alley and illegal abortions, according to a 538 article, and I quote, a metal hanger can't speak, but it can send a message. Long a symbol of the dangers faced by people seeking to end pregnancies in the years before Roe v. Wade, coat hangers stand in for a whole inventory of physical horrors, most of which never involved coat hangers specifically. Over the past few weeks, protesters have went as far as mailing hangers to the Supreme Court in an effort to evoke that past era from the so-called back alley butchers who botched surgical procedures and sexually harassed patients to the terrible lengths that those same individuals went through to give themselves abortions at home. This message is simple and brutal. Without safe and legal abortion, the protesters believe people will die. In the years since Roe became law of the land, the medical landscape of abortion has changed drastically. Today, abortion is extremely safe, safer than birth. So safe, in fact, that it's not always obvious what made illegal abortions unsafe. Or, for that matter, what the coat hangers were for. And this is why those objects still have important stories to tell us. Because while the most physically violent abortion methods of the past have become medically obsolete, the march of scientific progress hasn't eliminated the shame, fear, and hopelessness experienced by people who are pregnant, don't want to be, and live in a society where there's no simple legal access to abortion. Coat hangers don't just tell us about the dangers of bad medicine practiced. Instead, the hangers speak volumes about what? The desperation that can lead people to those dangerous procedures in the first place. This makes me think about teenage girls, and I am so worried about teenage girls getting pregnant in this era. This suggests that without access to safe abortion, women will die from having unsafe procedures and potentially getting infection. Then, when those women who go to the hospital for the infections, if the hospital finds out that an abortion procedure was performed, they can contact the local police and have you charged for breaking the law. Women and children are going to die. So the World Health Organization suggests that maternal mortality is contributed to the following: severe bleeding, infections after childbirth, high blood pressure during pregnancy, and here we go again, unsafe abortions. Now, with all that information, Roe versus Wade was still overturned. Now, if this is a segue to population increase, then they could have just said that. If this is the way to get more births so that there's more taxes being paid and more contribution to the economy through increasing the population, then they could have just said that. But then the wool won't be over our eyes. Congress and the Supreme Court kept it 100 with us. Like, how can it even be argued that this isn't a violation of a woman's Eighth Amendment right? Now, the Eighth Amendment protects all people, not just women, from cruel and unusual punishment. And it's pretty cruel and unusual, I would say, to force a woman who was raped to give birth to a child resulting from that rape. And what about incest? That's a concoction to deformities, where inbreeding like that increases the likelihood of a recessive gene. Recessive gene lead to disorders like decreased physical and cognitive functions, all of which are important to sustain life. What if a mother is opting to have an abortion because there's a high chance of medical complications to care for that child? Caring for that child will make it a million times harder than it would be to care for a child who wasn't born with a medical deformity. That's not cruel and unusual to take that right away. Listen, George Carlin has been onto this since back in the 90s. He's a comedian, and when he expressed his views on abortion, it cracked me up because he compared abortion to chickens. And it was very valid. He says that when a chicken ditches her eggs, no one calls Child Protective Services on her ass. When a hen or a rooster decides to eat their egg because it will either be deformed or there are too many of them to take care of, we don't bother them. We let them live. And no, we aren't chickens. But it's extremely hypocritical to say that birth starts at conception. Chickens already gave birth to their eggs. But no one can answer why chickens get abortions all the time. But from who? Us, people. Think about that. In a world where people will take care of their dogs better than they take care of their own mothers, this is a conversation. And now, how hypocritical is it to support and enforce the death sentence, Texas, but ban abortion? If abortion is viewed as murder, what is enforcing the death sentence? Same, same? No? Because last time I checked, before a person is executed, they have a heartbeat too. Yet the argument with abortion is the heartbeat. Like, okay, All right, cool, whatever. When circling back around, though, to the foster system, they won't have enough room to house what they consider to be ward of the state, the new name for what is considered to be the modern day orphan. And I don't care what anyone says, Michael Jackson never lied when he said they don't really care about us. Like, I suppose we should also ask, will miscarriages be the source of a criminal investigation too? Why? Because all it takes is for medical providers and authorities to get a hold on tracking data on our cell phones. Which, when they have access to this tracking data that then allows them access to the applications on our smartphones or Androids or tablets, and voila. Now the Fed and doctors are looking at your period tracker. I wouldn't put this past the system, but could you just imagine as a woman, if you're a woman listening to this, could you imagine the federal government looking at your period tracker? How would you feel? That is so violating. And women would be nervous about being late for their period, not because they fear that they are pregnant, but for the fear of facing legal consequences like going to jail if in fact they're not pregnant, they're just late. The justices on the Supreme Court were all pushed, they were all pulled, vacuumed out of a vagina. Every last one of them. A vagina that only we know as women. A vagina that we women thought we had a choice over. We thought we controlled the kitty, but technically, the idea of pussy power has been deflated as of Friday, June 24th, 2022. And the buck isn't gonna stop there. The buck isn't gonna stop with the war on guns and now the war on vaginas, but this is gonna open the door to allow the feds precedents to ban other laws like same-sex marriage and contraception. Why do I say that? Justice Clarence Thomas, who, by the way, is the only Black Associate Justice on the Supreme Court who replaced Thurgood Marshall, he said, according to an article published by CNBC, he stated that, quote, landmark high court ruling that established gay rights and contraception rights should be considered now that the federal right to abortion has been revoked. And so the malarkey begins. Women and children are going to die. And I'm repeating this for a reason, because it's important. Because at the cost of someone else's opinion, nine other people who we pay to create laws based on their feelings, emotional reasons, religious reasons, to create laws based on that, not what people want, not what we the people want, if that exists anymore. That doesn't even add up. And when thinking about it, we don't know what's worse at this point. What's worse, the war on guns or the war on vaginas? Without contraception, think about this. Without contraception, that also increases the probability of pregnancy, but also increases the spread of sexually transmitted diseases. That also wouldn't be surprising to me if contraception is banned. Like, imagine that. People would either stop having sex or normalize sexually transmitted diseases like we've normalized airborne diseases. Let us not forget that law enforcement let kids die in a school shooting at Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas. They let those kids die, but abortion is what? What is abortion? Oh, okay. Not only that, the police can get trigger happy. They could kill folks, let children get killed on their dime, get administrative paid leave. Let that sink in. Tell me how this was misinterpreted, unless it was purposely and strategically misinterpreted. As I said, guns are more important than human beings. An object holds more power than the rights of the people, and that's it, just is what it is. If you enjoyed this episode about guns and vaginas, like, comment, and share this podcast. Make sure that you tag me on Instagram at sheblowsit_pod, and let me know the abortion details in your state. As of right now in South Florida, where I am at, unsurprisingly, we will join the gang of anti-abortion based on the state. But for now, our Planned Parenthoods are still open. As of last night on the website, they are still taking appointments in the West Palm Beach area, the Broward County area, and the Dade County area. But who knows when, you know, the shop will get shut down. The only thing we can do is continue to spread knowledge to each other so that we can help each other along our journeys, regardless on what our political views are, what our views are on abortion, what our views are on guns. We are here for a reason. Now, this podcast is available where all podcasts can be streamed. So wherever you're listening, make sure that you subscribe. And also subscribe here on the She Blows It YouTube page. Now, until next time, let's continue to stay hydrated, moisturized, and minding the business that pays.
If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.